Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition.
Hi,
Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. I have my beautiful guest with me now. She's on my dashboard. I see her. Yay! Another night. I thought I was going to have a show on Friday, but I haven't heard back, and she's in another country, and sometimes it's difficult for them to, you know, use paid Skype and all that kind of stuff. So this one, I have one more now on Wednesday the 29th, and that's going to be pretty good. And then we go into October. The only bad part about doing these shows is that you end up being months ahead, and same with the magazine. But anyways, I want to remind everybody, if you have an article, poetry, excerpt, anything that you'd like put in the magazine, just send it to me at starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com. And be sure to include an image. I accept poetry. I have three poets from three different countries. Isn't that cool? And then I have featured writers. I have a lady that's got her own column. She's an artist from Germany. And I have all my regulars that come through. They're already sending me stuff. And I, you know, sometimes I wait until the very end, that I would like to do this sooner, because the very end of this month is the 30th. So you'd be surprised how that one day makes a difference to everybody, even to me. So, stars with a Z, psychics.com. Tonight is the last night that you can get our special, 10 minutes for $17.50. You can buy as many blocks of it as you would like. It went by pretty fast. Will I do something else? Yes. We'll have something maybe, I don't know, for Thanksgiving, for sure on Christmas. I don't know if we'll do back-to-back like that, but we'll do something. I'll figure out some kind of specials like I always do, maybe even some giveaways, because those are always fun to have. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in my beautiful guest. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. This is Wendy DeRosa. Sounds like a good Italian name to me.
I'm Italian, full Italian.
You are?
I am, yep.
Okay, well, the last guest I had, her and I were laughing so hard, because she said, you should have an Italian hour, because I'm Italian too. And we were talking about all the similarities, you know, Wendy, that the families had when we were young, you know, but then they kind of change, you know, everything changes as it always does. But how are you tonight? Okay?
Well, yeah, I'm doing very well.
Good. Yeah. That's good. That's good. You have your book that came out in end of March. That's good.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I want to talk about, I always like to start with my guests. I like to find out, how did they get their feet wet into all this? You know, I know how I got started into what I do, but I don't know about you. I mean, I get a mm-hmm. you know, a report, oh, she's doing this and this and this, but what did she do before? Well, you know? So, you've got a book called Becoming an Empowered Empath. Well, you know, I am such an empath that it bothers me so much, so I need to talk to you about that, and I bet you a lot of people listening. But anyways, tell me how this began for you.
Yeah, so it started young. I was from a big Italian Catholic family, second oldest, and I was very sensitive, very intuitive as a child. I didn't have that language back then. I was just really sensitive and absorbed a lot of everything that was going on around me to a point where, you know, I really gained weight as a child. I developed anxiety, depression, panic attacks, and it continued through much of my adolescence into high school years until I had a nervous breakdown at 19 years old and went to the hospital.
Oh, my, I'm so sorry. Oh,
yeah,
that had to have been tough.
Really over. It was at the time, and then it really was a doorway into understanding that I had a very profound gift as an intuitive. I was, what I know now is I was sort of, you know, there's four clairs, seeing, hearing, feeling, and knowing, and I was all of them. I had all of them very activated, which sounds great as an intuitive, but to a child and an adolescent and even an adult who doesn't know that, it's not fun.
Yeah, because you don't understand it, right? You know, well, why do I feel this way? And what is this I'm seeing? I mean, am I going crazy or what? Especially with what happened to you as a young teenager, had been very difficult to understand.
Yeah, it was difficult to understand, and I talked about this in the book, but I had a bit of a divine intervention at the time, and I started to, it's a story in itself, actually, but I basically met an angel on the street who was a street performer and knew my name and played me a song that was exactly what I was thinking and feeling about moving from the East Coast out to Colorado to try and understand, to get away from the anxiety and understand more of my gift, and kind of sang the song. And I'm giving a very abridged version of this because it's very detailed in my book, but I had this intervention, and it really opened up and I went through a major pivot where my anxiety shifted. I was healed out of that exchange, and I ended up moving to Colorado eventually and finding a healing teacher, an intuitive teacher, and I started to learn more about my gift, and then I spent years after that just very offering healing sessions, not totally convinced that this is what I wanted to be doing. I was a musician. I wanted to tour around as a singer-songwriter. I wasn't really intending on being a healer, but I was very good at it. And by the time I was 30, I had over 500 clients, and this was before social media or even the internet.
Oh,
and
yeah, so it was not. I mean, yeah, because that was a long time ago, not that you're old, but, oh, yeah, that's true, because now everything is everywhere. I mean, everything is everywhere.
Yeah.
And I have said this before. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's not. But, but you must be good to have that many clients and be young enough. And, you know, usually, Wendy, think about it, people are older when they have all those clients, you know? They're not 30 years old. They're like 50, you know?
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, I felt at the time, I felt like I literally would say to myself and to my friends or people in my life, I'm too young for this. I'm not ready for this. I literally felt that, but the call was happening and people were being referred, and, you know, it was just, it was happening. And then I started to, after sessions, I was in private practice for a long time, and then people wanted to learn how to do what I do. And so I started to teach classes, and then eventually I started the School of Intuitive Studies, which is now currently running, and I've written four books, and I teach for the SIFT Network. And you know, fast forward, here we are. But it, that's
amazing.
Sort of the journey.
Yes, you know, I've mentioned this before, that most people that I've had, I would say 98% at least, that have been on my show, their background was either they had a gift or they love to write and they love to read. All the authors have been like this. I mean, and I'll ask everybody, well, how, because I always start the show off the same, you know, why? You know? I didn't start off like that, you know.
The only similarity
with you and I is that I was very quiet as a little girl, even as a teenager. I was very much alone. I did a lot of thinking, and I think I absorbed just like you. That's the only thing that I did. I love to read, yes, but I didn't write stories. I could interpret stories really well. I remember for English Lit, I loved that. I loved telling what the story was about. But I was not a writer by any stretch of the imagination at all. I mean, so I don't say, I think if I would have been, I probably would have written something by now. But you are amazing. You know, I'm really amazed at people that can, that start off like this and kind of find out where they belong and don't flounder around.
Yeah.
I floundered around a long time. But the only thing that I had going for me, Wendy, was that I didn't mind being alone. I mean, my friends would ignore me. They wouldn't bother with me. I didn't cry. You know, this is when I was 9, 10, 11, 12. You know, even in high school, I walked to high school myself and walked home myself. I mean, I had some friends, but nobody that really wanted to be around me that much. I had one girlfriend, one best friend, when we were in high school. But I love hearing these stories about how somebody like yourself, how this beautiful door opened for you of divine opportunity, and you stepped through it. You,
yeah,
I mean,
and
you could have run away.
Right, but I will add that even stepping into it meant that I was going to step onto my own personal healing path. And, you know, I had trauma to process from,
exactly,
from childhood, and so becoming a healer meant my stuff needed to come to the surface. And I felt like, you know, there was a long period of, you know, as my gift is opening up and I'm understanding it more and more is coming through, I'm also faced with my own, you know, my own wounds that needed to be healed, my unmet parts of me. I mean, I think I was acting out from a place of not being seen, not being heard, not being connected with, being, you know, the oldest girl of 8 kids where I had so much responsibility as a young child. And I'm talking about my 20s when the gift was really starting to open up.
Yeah.
And by all means, I'm still healing. We're all still healing. But but that's what was going on at the time.
No, and having anxiety and a nervous breakdown, that does something to oneself. It's just, it's overwhelming. And you had to deal with that. So all of that, and then after this, I think that really helped you. Your gift helped you to heal and to understand yourself much, much better. You sound great to me. But you know what? Anxiety, for those who have had it, it's tough. I mean, they'll say, oh, yeah, go to the doctors and get a pill. Nah, it's not quite like that, because a pill, first of all, can make you very sick and you don't want to take it. It can make you tired. It can make you crabby. It can make you be all internal, and there's no balance. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it can do a number on you. There's a lot of pills out there that can really do a number on you. So, you know, no, I'm honored to have you on the show that you accomplished all this. This is wonderful. You still have anxiety?
Yeah, I think I still have anxiety today, even because of for a lot of reasons. I think there's still deeper layers that are still healing. I developed asthma as a child and as an adult because of there was secondhand smoke often around me. I think my lungs and my heart area, which is typically where I feel anxiety for myself, is, and I think it's a place that consistently is transforming and healing old places. And at the same time, I mean, it's funny because we're talking about one book, but I actually wrote another book prior to this book called Expanding Your Heart. And to talk about how the heart chakra, when we're spiritually awakening, and it's literally the awakening that's occurring in the center of the spiritual heart, starts to bump up against the constructs or the scaffolding or the, you know, the protection and structure around the outside of the heart that was very much about conditioning and society. And when we're spiritually awakening, it is it can be anxiety. I mean, anxiety can be a symptom of the spiritual heart opening.
I never thought of it that way because I had some anxiety, but mine was more like, I don't even know if it was depression. After my husband passed away, because it was not fun, that life with him, but after that, you know, my doctor, she said to me, well, you know, maybe you just need something to level you out. I said, I don't want to take anything. You don't get it. I want to work through this. I'm intelligent enough. I'll figure it out. I never went to see anybody. I kind of talked to my friends. I had my best friend who was still on Earth, and I had another one that was like my sister. Now that she's gone, but you see what I'm saying? I had people to talk to, and she said, well, why don't you want to go to a therapist or something? I said, because we have to go over this all over again, and I don't want to. I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. I'm done with what my life was like. Done. I want to step through the door and move forth. Well, it took me a long time, probably 8 years, we're talking. But you know, everybody, I think, Wendy, has to do it their own way. You know, have my gifts open? I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm an astrologer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I hear, sometimes I see, not often. I mean, I can't say, okay, I don't see my angels. I always tell them that they're probably on vacation because I never see them. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, not everybody is fortunate like you to have a conversation like that and a opening so that you can heal and teach and all that. But we all have our path to walk. And yours is tremendous. And just looking past, you have to look back, I mean, and see what you've done, Wendy. Pat yourself on the shoulder. You're awesome. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. I have talked to a lot of people, hundreds, that, you know, one gal was in sex trafficking. Oh, my God, she made me cry. I told her, she's the opposite of what you are. I told her, how did you do that? She said, I just got tired of being used. And, you know, so I get all kinds of people from all walks of life, but pat yourself on the back. You're awesome. Totally.
Oh, thank you.
Because when you have an emotional, when you have something going on, like anxiety, you know, you collapse because that's what a nervous breakdown is you can't handle anything. It's just all coming down on you. And to deal with that and write books after that, oh, my goodness. I wish I could walk your path. I'm not like that.
Know,
what I do is I bring people like you out so others can know who you are. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're more of a connector. I'm not much of a connector in that way.
Yeah, but,
so,
but you know that's sometimes I feel sad. I mean, I've had some beautiful things happen to me. Some visions of a couple of visions, and my life was spared twice. But you know, but I don't know. I just don't think of it like, oh wow, because sometimes, don't you think, Wendy, people have things happen to them, and they just discount it. They don't even know what happened. They don't even know. But you, no, you're amazing. You are amazing. Now you've written quite a few books here. Wake Up, Live the Life You Love, Bouncing Back, Energy Healing Through the Chakras, Expanding Your Heart, Awakening Through 4 Stages of Spiritual Opening, and this new one, Becoming an Empowered Empath, How to Clear Energy, Set Boundaries, and Embody Your Intuition. becoming an empowered empath, people. A lot of people are empaths, and all they do is feel sad, like me. They feel sad. Oh, I mean, I can't stand to watch certain things. I mean, I'm an animal activist, and I just get so sad, but I don't know that I'm empowered. I don't really do anything, but I feel so much of it that I have to, like if I'm watching something on YouTube because I want to learn something, and if it's got any sadness, I mean, oh, it just grabs me by the throat. I mean, I'm just, you know, I wasn't always like that, Wendy. I was not like that at all. But maybe I was learning about it, you know, when I was alone by myself and, you know, home. I don't know. I don't know, but I certainly can't do what you do.
Yeah.
So you have some beautiful gifts.
Well, one of the reasons I've written these books wasn't necessarily for me or you know, something that I thought I needed to for myself. It was really a calling. I mean, of course I need it for myself, but you know, as I'm observing, a lot of people, including myself, having overly empathic experiences or living in to where they're traumatized, there's trauma in the field and personal traumas that are emerging, and it's very difficult to sustain and hold boundaries when our personal traumas are emerging at the same time the traumas are emerging on the surface in the collective.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. Like, we need to. We've stuffed so much down over hundreds and hundreds of years. There's so much shadow that's been in our collective systems, that's been in our bodies, and it all has been surfacing. And so a lot of times the experience of absorbing energy around us from the world has more to do with what's surfacing from inside us that needs to be healed. It's not always about what's going on the outside of us. It's that what's happening on the outside is triggering us or giving us the opportunity to look within to see what we've been, what needs healing. And one of the reasons I wrote this book is because I come from a long study of the energetic system and of chakras and yoga philosophy from the, you know, just from a deep kind of lineage teachings, and I started to realize that there is information about the energetic body that people need to know, empaths need to know, in order to be empowered and in order to shift their energy in their system. That was the part that felt like, I've got this information. This is the difference between empowered and not empowered is about understanding the energetic system and what's happening in the body. And so that's what I go into at length in the book.
Well, you know, had this have all happened, had I met all of these people prior to a long time ago, I should say, it's a long time ago, I probably would not have dealt with what I dealt with. But part of it for me was to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something happens in your life, and it's most of your life, you just have to, you have to say, okay, I forgive you, or just think about it. You don't have to, because, you know, the people that I forgive are not on earth anymore. But I think, you know, that was for me, it wasn't, but something happened. I wasn't so sensitive. Maybe that's what I am. I'm a sensitive. I wasn't like that before. I mean, now, maybe because I meet all beautiful people like you, and you have, you know, you have the internet, and you read about everything, and you can learn about, you can ask a question on Google, and you'll get your answer somehow, you know, and I maybe that's it. I mean, I do a lot of research. Maybe that's it. I just, you know, triggered something with me. Oh, goody. She's going to love. You know, I just, and I try to shake myself from it, but it's, sometimes it's overwhelming for me. I just have to learn to, like your book says, set boundaries, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think we can't always heal alone. You know, sometimes we need that help and that support. And forgiveness is definitely a part of the healing process. Sometimes that, you know, I say it depends on the stage of where we're at with other people and with our past and with our traumas. For some people, we reach the point where we can let go. We've lived enough of life. We've fallen down and picked ourselves back up, enough times, or we've done our deep healing to where it feels like, okay, now I can really forgive this person. I can walk a mile in their shoes, and I get it, and now I can let go. And I've worked with a lot of people in the healing path who will say, I know I should forgive, but I'm angry. I'm not there yet. I can't forgive. And I always say to them, you know, you cannot authentically forgive if what is really there are the emotions and the feelings. It means that needs attention first. You know, the deeper, you know, emotions, the anger, the upset, that is worthy. That is not worth stuffing down or ignoring anymore. That's about breathing into it, making space for it. And as we do that, as we make space for our own wounds and our own emotions to be felt and processed, they do move. I mean, they do heal over time. And we will get to a point in our lives where we can reconcile and we can forgive and move on.
Yeah,
but
I think it's taken me years, Wendy. It's taken me years.
Yeah.
And,
Time does it, too.
I did a lot of crying because I was so upset. I wasn't really angry. I didn't feel angry. Maybe that's what it was. I was just plain upset that I allowed these things to happen to me. And I never had encouragement of how intelligent I was. So in school, I didn't do that well. You know, I mean, I don't really resent that because I love what I do right now. I really do. Talking to you, I mean, I'm sitting on a cloud right now, you know, and I've got you there too, by the way. But, you know, I often think, gee, if somebody would have just said, you know what, you can do this. Why don't you try? I don't know what I could have done. I could have gone into any field I wanted, but I didn't know. And some people say you could look back and say, boy, that was a waste. No, it really wasn't a waste because I've come I'm on the path where I should be and need to be. And I'm doing what I want to do, really. I really am. Being creative, seeing what else I can come up with. And I have so many ideas in my head, but, you know, my son said, oh, Mom, if you would have just had somebody, you could have gone into medicine. You could have done so much. I said, well, yeah, but I didn't. So you can't look back forever. You can't say, oh, I could have, should have, you know. You have to just, I have a great understanding of people, and I didn't study it either. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can do is I can do remote stuff, I know. I didn't know I could do that. I had I guess that's one of my gifts. I had a lady who's like a sister to me pass away, and she had to go in for some kind of, it was exploration. It wasn't really surgery. You know, they had to go find out. And she said to me, will you be with me? And, I mean, she was in states away from me, and we weren't even near each other. I said, yeah, I'll be there with you. Well, she got out of this and came home maybe a day or so later, and she said, I felt you there with me. And she said, so did my husband, Dennis. And I said, well, how? It was your energy. Your energy was so powerful. So I guess I can do that. And I did that with somebody else. I have another friend online. She's been pretty sick. I mean, she's okay. You know, she's come through a lot. And Monday, I knew about this ahead of time. I said, I'll be with you on Monday. And she wrote me right away when she got home, and she said, I feel so good. What did you do? And I said, all I did, you know, I talk to God every day. All I did was think. I'm there with you. I am there with you. And then she had some other tests done, genetically done, and they all came back negative, which was, you know, like 29 of them, which was a real bonus for her. She said, I can't believe how good I feel. And I was going into this feeling like, oh, I'm going to get bad news. But you see, maybe what I did also was I made her feel better. I showed her how she could feel better about it and not go in with doom and gloom. I don't know. But other than that, you know, I hear my phone ring and there's nobody there and it's not really my phone. And I will tell you something that's been happening to me, and I don't know if you'll understand it, is all of my dreams, I'm remembering them, but I'm traveling a lot. I mean, I am traveling. I'm going to different countries. I mean, it's like I'm about to embark on something. That's how I feel about it. I mean, because dreams will really tell you a lot. And, you know, I don't know. It's kind of, it's a wonderful feeling. Really, it is. So.
Yeah.
But,
that's
you
great.
Know, so I want to talk more about you. I don't want to talk about me. So you have a site called Wendy, WendyDerosa.com. And there you are. And there's your book. You have all kinds of little links up at the top here. I see. Work with Wendy. Now, what is that? Work with Wendy. You'll actually help somebody, has all this.
So I have two websites. One is WendyDerosa.com and one is the School of Intuitive Studies.com.
Well, I want to go there. I want to see that. I want to go there. So, I'm coming there.
Wendy on the school on WendyDerosa.com goes to, I have a monthly membership circle where I offer a deep guided healing in the beginning of the month and then a mid-month Q&A call. And that happens every month. I teach live there. And then at the School of Intuitive Studies, I offer programs and trainings to help people develop their intuition. And I run a kind of a year-long healer training program. It's a very in-depth and involved program. It's called the Intuitive Healer Training Program.
Oh, I'm at your School of Intuitive Studies. I'm there. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
I don't do private practice anymore, but I have healers that I've trained that if anyone needs a, you know, individual session, wants to work with a healer, you can go to the Find a Healer page on the website and there and see the different healers we have. It's called actually Receive a Healing is the name of the page.
Okay. See if I know any of these people. No. No, maybe.
They are graduates of my school of my intuitive healer training program and my advanced intuitive healer training program.
Awesome. This is wonderful. So you should go to both of them, schoolofintuitivestudies.com, and you can also go to WendyDerosa.com, and you'll get whatever you want from both sites. Just, you know, you
and
can peruse
you
them and look at them.
If you go to the main page, there is a, you can download a free course.
Oh, a digital course here?
schoolofintuitivestudies.com.
Oh.
Yeah, there currently is a pop-up because I have a free event this weekend, but that may not always be there and after this weekend. But on the website, there's a sign up for a free course.
Oh, wonderful. So now where are you going for this seminar or where are you going to talk? Where are you going to be?
I'm teaching for the SIS Network. It's online, so it's a free opt-in event. It's a free event. It's called How to Honor Your Empathic Gifts by Shifting Oversensitivity into Powerful
That's
intuition.
Me, right? Because, you know, I'm like, I just get over the edge, and I haven't been lately. You know why? I know what it is. Because I've been really, really busy. You know, I'll have this, my big magazine coming up, and I've got stuff already from Kim to put in for you. And I mean, I just, it's so big, but you know what? I thrive on it. I tell people, I put my headphones on, and this is no joke. Maybe this really helps my sensitivity. I put my headphones on, and I'm from Detroit, so that's Motown, and I listen to all my rock and roll and all that. And I'm like on a high. I'm totally on a high. I don't know what's going on around me, like your stuff that I'll put in. It'll be all about you. I'll have a picture of your book. I'll have your website. And it's just putting it all together. And I love doing that. And maybe that's what I do, maybe I'm really helping myself by doing that. But music does it for me. Just put the headphones on. Mm-hmm. You know, Anita Baker, she was from Detroit, is from Detroit. Beautiful voice. And, you know, all of Motown. And that's what I do. And maybe it's because I'm going back, Wendy. Maybe I'm returning back to when I was like 10, 11 years old. And that's why I feel so good with it. I don't know, but it works. It really works. I mean, I can do lots of them. Yeah, and I found somebody that's going to help me do a flip magazine. You know, you can turn the pages. Well, all she's going to do is the templates for me. She's not doing it. She's just going to set it up because it'll take me a long time to set it up. And she knows how to do this, and she's over in Kenya. And I love helping people in other countries. And so I'll be able to just plug in, you know, where I want to put stuff. I mean, my creativity will be flying. I'll be flying right out of my seat because it will allow me to do an awful lot. And I'll be able to have ads and banner ads and classifieds like I've always wanted. And, I mean, I've got a great, I have a huge audience that I can tap into for all these years. And I don't know how many of these I have done. Candy is on, and she will tell me how many I've done, but I've done a lot of them. And in the beginning, actually, Wendy, my friend who became like a sister to me, we did topics every week. I didn't have authors. I didn't have, you know, entertainers or anything. And but I'm just giving you some knowledge about somebody else who had difficulties. And maybe I'm working through it now. Maybe, I hope so. 9 years is a long time, you know?
Absolutely.
Boy, if I would have had somebody like you, I would have whizzed through it. I wouldn't have had to go through this so long, right? I mean, I really had a tough time. But you probably hear that all the time about people. Now, most of the people that are empaths, or you could call them even sensitives if you wanted to, because they feel everything, did they have trauma in their life? Have you ever figured out why these people? Was it mostly trauma? Was it that something got hurt by somebody? Or what's the story on a lot of people? Do you know? Well, I'm sure you know.
Well, you know, I think being a human being means we will have trauma. I mean, I think we carry collective trauma, we carry intergenerational trauma, all human beings have some level, I'm making a big generalization here, but many, many have some form of trauma that they might have lived through. And trauma essentially is, it's when we can't stay present through a difficult situation and our system and our coping mechanisms kick in that moment to help us stay alive. I mean, there's a spectrum to trauma, and so pretty much being human means we have trauma to a degree. So I just want to normalize that it, you know, for some people the traumas are acute and they were isolated incidents, and for some people the trauma was chronic and it was a long period of time of, you know, living in a particular household situation or, you know, a dynamic. And, you know, oftentimes what I talk about in my book is that so much of our traumas are held in the lower chakras of the body. Yeah. Which are the empathic power centers? Empaths feel through the lower chakras. They feel the subtle. They feel what's beneath the table. And they feel on that humanity level. They ultimately feel emotions of other people. And sometimes that's on a vibrational level. But so we've got this area of our body that's very sensitive and intuitive, commingling with our, you know, our past life intergenerational and this lifetime traumas that we might be holding in the lower chakras of the body. And so part of our work as empaths is that we do start to look at what we're holding in those first three chakras of the book so that we can heal, we can embody more of who we're here to be. And one of the things about the book that I do is that it's sort of on par with what's meaningful to me in teaching, but also what students benefit from, is that when we hear, you know, the book is there's chapters where you're reading the material and people have aha moments and revelations as they're reading the material, but then I take them through a deep guided healing and meditation at the end of each chapter, because to me, learning cognitively is one form of taking it in, but in order to shift the consciousness and the energy in our body, we have to go in through these deeper meditations. And so the book comes with audio meditations and written out meditations to actually do that lower chakra work.
And sometimes people do better when they hear rather than when they read, correct? They get it when they can hear it. They would rather hear it than read it. You find
some
that
people
to be true?
Do, yeah. I mean, some people do better from listening to it. Some people who might not be able to listen can you know, read it. And sometimes people like to read it and record their own voice. It's beneficial to them
yeah.
to hear their own voice. I've heard that. Someone said that to me after reading the book, that was really helpful for them to do that. And I thought, what a great idea to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what, I don't know, both would work for me, I think. I mean, I have your book, Kim sent it to
yeah.
me, but I think, and see, that's another thing is that, you know, I got my vaccination and people are not going to believe this, but I didn't feel good for weeks. I had no ambition.
Mm-hmm.
I was really tired. I got it in May. This week is the first I have felt like myself. Now, I saw my physician last week. Blood work came back beautifully. Everything is fine. Had my mammogram done. And, you know, all of that, I'm good. I'm good to go. And he said to me, why do you think? And I said, well, I don't know. Maybe it just did something to me. Because I was content not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, or I have to say like over the weekend, it's changed. And I haven't done anything different. Maybe being more appreciative of what I have and what I can do, maybe that's part of it. Instead of, you know, sometimes when you're not doing well, you feel sorry for yourself. Oh, I'm never going to have this. But you see, I have this inner thing with me that I believe more than anything. And so when I get to be down and out at all, something picks me up, finds me. Don't stop believing in what you believe. You know, I say it in my articles, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. But I believe, and I think that has really helped me. I think, I can't say it was my background, but I think that's what's done it for me, because now this week, the last 10 days or so, I'm like, you can't stop me. You know, I even rode my bike today, and I haven't done that since last spring because I didn't feel like it. And I wasn't depressed. I mean, I was still doing all the same things, running my psychic site, doing the magazine, you know, trying to find places to put us in and all of that. So I don't know what has changed. Just me, I guess. My inside has changed that. You know, it's like a little voice says to me, now look, Are you going to stand up for what you believe in, or are you just going to let it go and let everybody else talk you out of it? No, I'm not going to do that. No, no. Mm-mm. And that's how I've always been, even as a little girl. I didn't tell people, but that's how I felt. So I'm really complex, aren't I? You're probably listening here thinking, God, I need sessions with this lady. Yeah, so, but it's good to know ourselves. Do you know yourself? Do you know, I mean, have you conquered? Well, I know you have conquered a lot of it. And isn't there usually, like, residual? I mean, can you, you know, like you said, you still have anxiety. Can't you kind of slip back? I mean, I've had anxiety, and people that have never had it, it's like, you get, first of all, you can get really jumpy, but then you think you can't breathe, but you can breathe. You're breathing.
I tend to notice in my system is like when I do have anxiety, or when I have any symptom, I do turn to it and ask it what it wants or what it's trying to tell me. That's my experience a lot of the time, is trying to understand, because I think my body's talking to me on some level,
mm-hmm.
whether it's, you know, about circumstances or whether it's about physical health. So that's often what I'll do.
I guess we all have to find our way, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can tell somebody what you've been through and what it's like and how you deal with it, but it's going to be totally different for them. Everybody is different. I mean, and that's the beauty of
absolutely
being a human. It's everybody is different. And I find, and probably you do the same thing, I love helping people. I love getting them out of jams. And I don't walk around with my head in the clouds because I've helped somebody. I just get a great satisfaction inside. You wouldn't even see it. You wouldn't even know. Mm-hmm. And I think you just have to find your niche. You have to find what really makes you happy, and do things that make you happy. You have found it with your beautiful books. I mean, there's just no doubt in my mind. And these classes, these training, everything you've got. Now, remember, you go to WendyDeRosa.com, and that's her kind of her general, you know, her book is there and all that. But then you can go to the digital, I can't even talk, courses, and that's at School of Intuitive Studies.com, and you're going to see a mm-hmm. whole other world there. I mean, it's totally all kinds of good, beautiful things here. And now your live events, mm-hmm. you still do live events, or have you kind of taken back on those? You're not doing them now?
Live online. Not
it's all online. But you know what?
Person,
you can really,
right.
Yeah, do you Zoom? Is that what you do?
Yes.
Well, isn't it beautiful? I mean, you can talk to anybody anywhere. So
mm-hmm.
you know, the computerized world did do it. It created some great things for us.
Yeah.
To I have a lady that's in Abu Dhabi, and she's a veterinarian, and I had her on my show, and she wrote me today because she's got something from the magazine, and I said we have to Zoom, and she said, well, as soon as they're having, what is she having there? Not a world conference. Something is going on there for her. And she says, well, as soon as this slows down, you know, we'll have to, let me see what she said it was. Because I didn't understand. It's a World Expo
mm-hmm.
2020. And so, you know, she is involved with all the animals, and she's the only woman vet in that hospital. But anyways, mm-hmm. you know, I can talk to her in Zoom. I mean, and it's like we're
mm-hmm.
next to each other. You know,
yeah.
That's the beauty of the internet, and you should really get to know it and be comfy with it. I'm real comfy with it, but you really
yeah.
should, because in Google, I'm telling you, type in a question. How do I do this, or what does this mean, or should I do this, and
mm-hmm.
it'll give you alternatives. It's just a great resource. Of things. I can be do an ad for Google. No, I wouldn't do that because I'm not real happy with them. I don't think they're very fair. But but anyways, I think, you know, if you – and find somebody to talk to, right? I have a pretty close girlfriend because my best friend passed away, and both of them passed away. And sometimes, you know what, Wendy?
Sorry to hear that.
I'll sit down and I'll say, why did you have to leave me, both of you? And then I get something in my head that says, because, Natalie, you have more to do. And, you know, and I'm older and I look good and it's kind of scary. But then I think to myself, there's a plan for all of us. There is a plan.
You
just have to keep walking that road that you're on, that path, and see where it takes you. And, you know, now, okay, so you did this book, and you're doing your online work, which I think is wonderful. I like the School of Intuitive Studies. I think you've got an awful lot to offer here. You also have your books there. You can receive a healing, right? And they can train with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the cost is, but I'm sure it's all here. It's really nice.
Different prices depending on the program. Yeah.
Now, this almost looks like people are sitting on a mat. Are they doing yoga?
No. It's all energetic work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I would love to do that. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So I have a call in a few minutes. So I had us till 10 of scheduled.
No. We're close to the end anyways, and I've enjoyed you so much. I have learned so much. Keep your appointments and my appointments.
Yeah.
Looking at all my email and see what I have to put in my magazine. That's my appointment. But I've enjoyed talking to you and learning about you, and I will tell Kim. I'll write to her. And I'll send her a link to the show if she wants to send it to you. That would be great. And like I said, I'm putting something in my magazine that she has sent me for you. And I'll send her the link, and she can send it to you so that you can see it. And you're a beautiful lady. Don't change.
Oh, thank you so much. You too. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Have a good evening, okay?
Okay. You too.
All right. Okay, so everybody, that's it for tonight. That's it for this week. Where did the time go? I don't know. It just goes by really fast. But anyways, I enjoy talking to Wendy, of course. And don't forget, Stars with a Z, psychics.com. Tonight is the end of the special. Now, it may go over till tomorrow. I have no idea because I have to reach Tony and remind him because he has to go in and flip a switch, put everything back. It's already, 8 o'clock already? So I'll try to reach him and see if he's thinking about doing it. If not, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't go and stomp my feet because, you know, everybody gets their special for another day or two. It's not a big deal to me. So, and anyways, look for the new issue of the magazine. That'll be the October issue. September issue. Excuse me. It's September issue. October. We're not talking about, months go by so fast for me. We're into September, and before you know it, we're going to be into October. But it will be up on October 1st, and you'll see some beautiful stuff there. Shanta Gabriel, she works with Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, and I've known her for many, 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 many years. And she sent me things in the mail, and she's just, everybody is just, the people that I know, I should make a list. They're just so beautiful. They really, really are. Anyways, everybody have a good evening. I'm going to go see if it's raining because, you know, I feed my deer at night, and I've got the bowls already, but it was raining, and I'm not going to put it out if it's raining because, oh, gosh, what a mess. But I have 8 deer. I have 1 buck with these antlers. Oh, my God, they're so big. He's so big. And so this is mating season coming up for here in South Carolina. Believe it or not, it sounds strange, doesn't it? And so I have to put the food out. And I have also an armadillo that comes on my porch. I have a little camera. I'm telling you all these little things. I have a little camera, and I looked at it this morning. I thought, oh, my God, what is that? I thought it was a possum, but it wasn't because you can see the bands of armor that they have. And I showed my son, he said, oh, my God, Mom, that really is an armadillo. You'd think they would be out west, but they started migrating this way to South Carolina. We have them here, I can tell you. So I have to be careful when I go outside. I have to turn on all the lights for some, I would really have loved to have my deer close to me, but my deer, I call them my deer. But anyways, everybody have a good evening. And rest, be careful, wear your mask, get your vaccinations if you're inclined to. I can't tell you to do that, but I would love you to do that. And be safe. Just please be safe. Watch when you're driving and where you go. And, oh, yes, because then I have to worry about all of you. And I don't want to have to do that, you know. But anyways, we'll see you next week. Let's see, who do I have next week? It'll be on a Wednesday. And her name is Athena Bahri. And I have her. And that's the only show. And then we're looking into October. Oh, my. I have a gal in Singapore. Oh, they're all over the place here. So, yeah, then I start two a week. I try to do that. Some people have books coming out, and I like to have them on the air, you know, just before, right after the release of their book, because I think that's kind of nice, if it works out that way. So I'm going to have somebody, two people that did the book on I Ching. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to have two of them on, both of them. I think they're husband and wife, and that's going to be really interesting. So I'll keep you posted on that. Anyways, okay, that's it for tonight. Have a safe evening. Enjoy something on television, and it's really been raining here. See, I could talk a whole hour, right? Isn't that hilarious? And you can also go to Wendy's site, School of Intuitive Studies, okay? And then she's got this other one, WendyDerosa.com, WendyDerosa. Both are fascinating. They have lots of good things in there. So with that, I will say goodnight. Have a good week until I see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye. Much love to all of you, and believe in things you cannot see. They really are there.